This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Leslie Abbott in here with us this morning from Onesimus Health Services. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So talk about what you do medically, and I guess basically maybe start off with kind of a definition of what you are.
I am a family nurse practitioner, which is an independent health practitioner that is permitted under Oregon law to provide primary care services or women's health services or mental health services, depending on your training. And I was trained locally here by a physician and did an internship with him. Now I have an independent private practice doing family practice in Roseburg.
So how did you get interested in the medical field to begin with? I'm curious how that all started.
When I was in my 20s, my mom got cancer, and I wanted someone like me to be taking care of her. And it took a very long time for me to get my career completed. But once I did, I have been no turning back. Very happy to provide primary care services.
So what was it about what you said there about somebody who could provide care like I could?
Nurse practitioners provide care differently than doctors do. We're trained differently to look at the whole person, all aspects of care, including physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health, not just treating disease and prescribing.
Now, so you were already in Roseburg then when this interest started?
No, I came to Roseburg in 1991, and I never left. I fell in love with it, and I went back to Florida and moved here and began my career here.
So how long have you been practicing?
I've been a nurse for over 15 years, and I've been a nurse practitioner for 12 years.
What do you like most about what you do?
One-to-one, patient contact, taking the time that it that my patients need to provide care for them instead of just a 15-minute appointment.
Do you think sometimes because of just all the complexities of things and paperwork and all of that, that time element can get lost in the shuffle?
Yes, people do get lost in the shuffle, and it's impossible to care for a person completely in a 15-minute appointment. When you only see your doctor for 10 or 15 minutes, you can barely get acquainted, much less reveal the kinds of things that really impact your health.
And I imagine that somebody walks in with one condition that is sort of presenting, but the question is, what led to it?
Exactly. You're treating the whole person. You're not just treating the presenting problem. You're treating the cause of that and how you can restore health, not just treat disease.
So for what you've been doing, talk about where you've been and what led to your current office.
Well, I worked at Umpqua Community Health Clinic, which is now Aviva, when I first graduated. I never gave up my nursing career, so I still actively work as an RN in the hospital in ICU and the progressive care units at Coos Bay Hospital. Then I went to work for the Tribe, another big government clinic. And after that, I did some traveling and worked up at Lincoln County. Then I worked for the VA, and I realized I just wanted to practice differently. I wanted a different model for how I see my patients and take care of them. And one of those key components was the amount of time that I was allowed to spend with them.
And so where's your practice at now?
I'm over on Harvard in the Harvard Medical Park at 1813 West Harvard, Suite 233.
So how long have you been there?
We opened in August, and due to COVID, there was some delays in getting all of our credentialing sorted out, but that's now coming, and we're taking new patients, and we're very excited.
So talk about the services you offer, the types of things that you can help people with.
We do primary care, which is, you know, women's health, adolescent health, pediatrics. So from birth until end of life, we take care of you and your family. I did do some work with the local student health centers at the high school, and I've done some work with the Douglas County Up to Us Now Child Abuse Prevention Coalition. So I have a real interest in women and children. I also have taken care of elderly populations when I worked at the VA, but that limited my practice, and so I wanted the full spectrum of health care. So I do birth to end of life.
And what do you like about that better?
Well, I like that I have variety. I like that I can take care of a whole family and get to know the whole family. I like that I can provide services, knowing all of the details about a person in more than 15 minutes of an appointment.
And so as you get to know people over time, then you, when something happens, you can go back in your notes or whatever and go, okay, well, wait a minute, 3 years ago they talked about this.
Correct. The other part of that is because I am a small practice and I can manage my schedule, I offer same-day appointments. I offer urgent care visits. So if you call your primary care doctor and you need an appointment that day or the next day, with me, you can get that. I also do minor procedures in office. I do suturing and setting fractures and mole removals and lots of different things, biopsies, women's health.
So really a lot to keep track of. How do you stay up to date with things?
Well, as I said, I never gave up my nursing practice, and so I have a real handle on what's happening in the hospitals. And that motivates me quite a bit to keep my patients out of there. Nurse practitioners are required to do continuing medical education at least 72 hours per period of credentialing, and I am board certified with the American Nurses Credentialing Center. So just like a doctor, we're required to maintain our education and read the journals, and I have a state-of-the-art electronic health record with access to all of the journals just at my fingertips.
And I obviously, you know, and certainly the last 2 years have shown us that things change over time. You know, you look at information and things shift, not just COVID-related things and pandemics, but other healthcare statistics and things that a lot of doctors thought 10 years ago maybe have changed a bit.
That's true. They call it practicing medicine for a reason, because as medicine develops and as new treatments are available, sometimes we find that some of those new medicines have side effects we didn't anticipate. Some of the older medicines are better. I've been in medicine since 1991, so it's worth going back and looking at some of the older things that actually really work.
And some of the side effects sometimes don't manifest themselves until later. So you have a whole period of time where people go, oh, yeah, this is a good idea, or this is not a good idea. And then ultimately it's like, wait a second, you look at the data again.
True. And because of my work in community health and government clinics, I have a pretty good idea of what kind of resources are available for patients who are struggling with the ability to pay for their medications. I have some very creative ways to get access to services and connect people with the right resources so they can get what they need.
So if people are looking for a medical provider, how do they connect with your office and get more information?
Well, we have a website. It's Onesimus Health Services. We have a Facebook page. We are at Harvard Medical Park. You can certainly look us up there. You can call our office at 541-391-7506 and get an appointment.
Leslie Abbott, anything else you want to let people know about?
No, just that we're taking new patients, and we're very excited to be offering services in Roseburg. I think we need more primary care services here in Roseburg. I've had people tell me they couldn't get into their doctor for 3 months, and that's terrible. That's a tragedy to me.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.